There must be some more, because it took a whole bunch of them. And then when you caught the My Fair Lady, then you would sometimes sing, but not always, take the key and lock her up, or him up, My Fair Lady. And I don't remember how it was decided on which side that person went, but they ended up so that each side of the bridge then had half of the children attached to his back. And at the end, then they all had a tug-of-war, tried to pull the other side over the line. We played Run, Sheep, Run, but I've forgotten how that was played. That was one that our parents taught us that they played as children, and somehow we never did like it very much and never did play it.
Did you ever play a game where, like, one child would be, we played in the driveway. The one who was hit was standing in the driveway. And then you would run back and forth, there would be boundaries, and you'd run back and forth across the driveway and then, like, try to dare the other person to try to catch you.
Yes, that's kind of like Run, Sheep, Run, because you have a wolf and the sheep, and you've got to get from one side to the other without getting caught. But I don't remember how it was decided whose turn it was to run across the playground. It was just anybody who felt like running? Well, I know that the wolf had to holler, Run, Sheep, Run, at some point, and when he did, then anybody that was on the other side had to run across.
And
no, we didn't have that. We played dodgeball a lot. That was a very popular one. And somebody got in the middle and ran around until he got hit by the ball. We played one where you threw the ball. Well, we played keep away a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And keep away could have any number from three up playing it.
Did you ever hear that called monkey in the middle?
No. No, no, keep away is what we always called it.
What about games with, you know,
structured games with rules?
Or anything like that?
We didn't have those. We played softball a little bit. We played kickball a lot, which was kind of like soccer.
Did you ever play anything with football?
Not besides football, touch football and playing.
Did you ever play anything with one kid would get?
No, we always had teams, mm-hmm. even if there were just two people on a team.
What about knife throwing or rope jumping or marble and jack games?
Oh, I certainly played lots of jacks. Jacks, from second through fourth grade, I played jacks probably an hour a day at least. We jumped rope a lot. Most of the rope jumping wasn't games, it was just jumping to a rhyme, mm-hmm. and you would sing the rhyme and jump, and then you would get to the end of the rhyme, you might say hot pepper, and then they were supposed to go real, real, real fast as the turners could turn the rope and try to make you miss.
Did you ever do it with two ropes?
Yes, we jumped with two ropes.
Oh, that's
I don't think we had a name for it, we just jumped with two ropes. Another one we played on the playground with a long rope was one where you could call people to come in with you. I don't remember how the rhyme went, but I know at the end of the rhyme you had let so-and-so come in, mm-hmm. and she would jump with you. Boys didn't jump rope. Very few boys played jacks. Almost no girls played marbles. We're very sexist in grade school. Oh, well, mainly we played Monster and things like that, which were no formal games because there weren't enough of us really to play formal games. It was usually just me and my brother and sister and my friend and her brother occasionally, but he was a lot older and didn't play.
Did